Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top. When you lick the bottle, I'm down for the bus. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lift the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's role play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
You guys, you're definitely live tuned into All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes. We definitely will have Angel and Sweep in the building soon to come. She's out there paying some bills, so she'll be here soon. And we definitely got Brooklyn Black in the building. What's going on, Brooklyn Black?
What's good, people? You know, chilling, doing the damn thing.
Yes, yes, yes. And I just want my listeners to know I will be having one of my followers, you know, come on air from time to time to engage in the conversation. And so Angel loves to get in the building. And her name is at Good Plus Lisa. So definitely
wait,
have
wait,
a
wait,
lot
wait,
of
wait, 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 wait. Time out. Flag on the parade. Stop the clock. What's her name?
You heard of me at Good Plus Lisa.
Good Plus. All right. Continue.
Yes. So, I always like to start out this show by sending, you know, giving my shout out. So, shout out to the All Barbs Familia. Shout out to the All Barbs Promoters. Shout out to everybody that supports the All Barbs. Shout out to the All Barbs. Shout out to at Glamour Chick 81. Shout out to at Rain Poetry. Naming a couple of our biggest supporters. Black, you have anybody you want to shout out, give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to Ab. Me and her, we had a great meeting. We got a lot of stuff planned for pregame radio coming up for this coming season. So got a lot of work done actually, and also we got to get some work started on the mixtape. So definitely stay tuned for that, because we'll definitely be reaching out to artists and things of that nature. But other than that, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's rocking with us. And shout out to the name Good Plus Lisa. That's some real, real braggadocery, you know, type shit. Like, that's some shit you don't hear every day. So shout out to Good Plus Lisa.
Yes, yes. She's cracking up. Definitely talk to her. You're gonna be able to talk to her in a minute. But you know me, I always like to fucking take it to Twitter. Tweet. And one of the hashtags that was trending on my timeline today was hashtag I'm really good at. I can go on and on for days with this fucking hashtag. And I did not participate in it today. I was on and off Twitter. But if I had to hashtag I'm really good at, I'm really good at I'm really good at making people feel good. That's what I'm really good at. So, Black, hashtag I'm really good at. What you really good at?
Hashtag I'm really good at rolling blunts.
I'm gonna ask Good Puss Lisa what she's really good at. So, Good Puss Lisa.
Stop explanatory with her name.
What?
Say it's self explanatory with her name, that's what.
Yeah, but let her fucking say what you get. What if it's not that? What if it's not though? What if she's really good at
then
cooking?
That's
can we just get her fucking answer? So
sure.
So Goodness Lisa, if you have the hashtag I'm good at, what would you say?
Hashtag I'm good at making him scream. Instead of me scream, he screams. For ice cream.
So.
Nothing.
Anyway, so I'm going to read some of my Twitter, from my Twitter followers, what they said. Hashtag I'm good at not texting people first when I'm mad or upset at them. Hashtag I'm really good at cutting people off that mean no good and disassisting myself. I kind of can agree with that one. Hashtag I'm really good at being a truther, not a liar like some folks. I don't know what the fuck a truther is, but you're lying, bitch. You're lying.
Wow.
Yeah, and who said that was at little gant underscore 12411. That, I don't think you should have tweeted that. Somebody, shout out to Amino underscore 266. He said, hashtag really good at receiving head.
I didn't know you had to be good at that.
I don't know. These people are funny. Hashtag,
right.
I'm really good at spending money. These people crack me up. All right. Well, before we get into the topic of the evening, I just want to go over something that came across my desk today. And it has to do, you know with me. When it comes down to oral sex, like I be receiving the most updates, like, and I just wanted to share with everybody that oral sex is good for women's health and it makes them feel happier. A study which studied the effects of semen mood altering chemicals has claimed that the State University of New York studied that 239 females have done a research on mental health, and it showed that when they weren't receiving oral sex, they became depressant. They became depressed. They just lacked in. They didn't have that much energy when it came down to even having engaging in sex. It says that women who regularly have unprotected sex are less depressed and perform better on cognitive tests. Do you think that that's true, Black?
I'm not a woman, so I don't know. But I think if everyone has sex regularly, there'll be a whole lot less tension and a whole lot less bullshit. If everyone smoked weed and fucked on a regular basis, I think it'd be a very peaceful place.
I mean, and I also have
some information on semen that I wanted to share too. And you know how people always say that I guess sperm is good for you. Shut up, bitch. Swallow. You know, drink that protein shake and shit. Like, no, seriously, you never heard, like, you a guy. I know you probably told the bitch, shut up and swallow my fucking sperm. My fucking sperm is great. But as I'm pulling it up, it's crazy. Like, did you know that, fuck, hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. Oh, all right, well, first of all, sperm is only 1% of semen. The rest is water, mucus, sugar, and all other acids and bases, according to the SemenTherapy.com. And there's some calcium in that bitch, some chlorine, some cholesterol, some citric acid, some fructose, and a whole bunch of magnesium. There's a whole bunch of shit in semen. Did you know that, Black? And it's even vitamin
B12. Yeah, I'm not sure what's helping for your motherfuckers. Shit.
All right, well.
Skeet is good for you. I told y'all.
See, I just didn't know that it was all that stuff in that shit, though. I really didn't even know that, honestly. Damn, I got B12 in there. Right up my alley.
So you going to swallow one
now? What?
You going to swallow one now?
Am I going to swallow more of it? I think I'm sure didn't hear you just now, though.
Yes, you did, because you repeated exactly what I said.
Oh, yeah. Got vitamins in it. Why not? I'm not about to waste B12. But anyway, I don't know if... do we have a caller in the building?
Yep.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, you can definitely put them through. You hear me, Black?
Yeah, 8050, you're on the air.
Hello? Hey.
Hi, I just want to say that you bitches are fucking nasty.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Who is this? And I bet you're a nasty bitch yourself.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's going on, Roxy fucking Blue?
Yeah,
hot mess.
What's going on,
y'all? Nothing. How are you?
And I'm chilling. I'm looking for something sexy to put on right now. You know, I'm doing.
You're looking for who?
I said I'm looking for something sexy to put on. You know how I do.
Oh yes, okay. Yes, yes. So what the fuck are you going tonight? You trying to get all sexy?
Nah, I'm just joking. I'm just tuning into y'all motherfuckers, and let me say why it sound like I just fucking tuned into the fucking Dr. Oz show in this bitch. I'm like, meaning what? B12? Who fucking talks
yes,
about this shit on?
Nothing
on fucking
in, that
All Bars
in.
Radio.
The sperm, though, because a lot of people be acting like they act as if, like, you know, like, see, bitches, they don't ever have anything to say when a nigga's down there eating and they fucking bust on his face. You know, they don't take into consideration that maybe he doesn't want the semen as well, you know what I'm saying, in his fucking mouth or his face. But when it comes down to men giving, when girls are giving men head, like, they, you know, sometimes they're iffy about, you know, don't come in my mouth because I don't know what the fuck, all that shit that you got going on in there and what, you know, what certain sperms contain. Some bitches even say that they're allergic to that shit. But I'm here to let you know that there's a lot of good stuff in it. B12, some hacks, some, you know, whatever. Like, it just has a whole bunch of stuff in it. all those big words that come on the back of fucking cereal boxes.
I'm done. That bitch has said all the words that come off of cereal boxes.
It's in sperm. So you better fucking shut up, bitch, and swallow and gargle.
Swallow and gargle.
Get all of that.
You can't swallow and gargle. It's got to be gargle and swallow it.
You gotta gargle and then swallow.
No, but I can't. That shit, the texture of it alone, I'm not swallowing anything. I can't do that.
It is
just too much. It's just
I'ma just hear what Good Cook Lisa has to say. So, what do you feel about sperm and swallowing? How do you feel about that? Being that you know that it has all these nutrients in it.
I don't give a fuck about how many nutrients is in it. If you're not the right person, that shit is not going down my throat. I don't do that. It's like you said, Roxy, the texture, all that other extra shit. It's like,
it's a lot.
That shit squirts out and it hits the back of your fucking throat, catches
it's
you
like
all fucking
snot.
Side. Yeah.
It's like snot, though. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I mean, it got to be the right person. You got to have me at the right spot for me to be like,
yeah,
all right.
It ain't like y'all should come out like motherfucking flowing water either.
What happened?
It ain't like y'all shit is like flowing clear water either.
We're not saying that, but it's like the way y'all should just come up and erupt. Our shit does not erupt in your mouth like that unless you have a squirter to fucking shoot at the back of your fucking shit. So a warning sometime would be nice unless it's a bitch who just doesn't
care.
This is
what
like,
I'm saying. Unless it's some foul shit, like you fucking, you gotta be doing some extra wild shit where I don't notice that shit going down my throat.
Exactly. Well, I gotta be like that. You gotta have me extra open for me to be like, oh, it doesn't matter. And it depends on the person. It's not that there's anything wrong with it. You just can't do that shit to anybody because you like all these fucking vitamins in there. It might be a vitamin I don't fucking need. So that's fine. That's funny. She said that there might be a vitamin in there that she don't necessarily mind me at the time. Yeah. I definitely do agree. I mean, well, let me get to this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 3628. 3628. You live on air.
What's poppin'?
What's going with it?
Oh, we're good with it.
What's good? This is your girl, Rain Poetry, calling in to support you, Head Game,
oh,
and Black One, Black as Black. No, I'm playing, but that's your word.
Oh, no.
In a beautiful way. What's good? How y'all? Look, I got to say, she said it's mucus and all that, and yeah, but, you know, I bet she done tried caviar. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I have
it. I present that shit,
I
right.
Eat chicken, boo. I eat chicken and pork chops.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, then obviously you're missing the finer things of life. Let me tell you. I love that shit. I mean, and I don't just put anybody dick in my mouth, but if I put you in my mouth, believe you getting all of the pieces that come along with that pie right there, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
I'm
going
to have that new shit. I'm going to go...
Shout out to you, boo.
And
but
the
that's
pain,
not,
I love
shall
it.
Not
and
go
I,
down
this
throat.
I gargle and then swallow. Blow a bubble with that shit, and you know what I mean? And then go back in for some more babies. I don't play around. I love that shit. I do. And I love wetting a nigga face up, too, with my shit, because when I get wet, we wetting up everything.
Wetting up everything.
Yeah. That's what's up. I like y'all. Y'all gotta see me today. Y'all gonna have some niggas jacking off to this one.
Yes. Well, these niggas need to be acting like they don't. And it's true. Like, and I'm definitely feeling out when y'all say that. Like, exactly the way that a nigga busses is not how we bust unless it were
it's
in
not.
Person.
Even when I'm about to squirt, like I move the nigga head out of courtesy. But, like, I'm not about to bust in nobody's face like that.
Why not? Why the fuck would you not do it? Like, that's the fucking gold chicken. That's the gold chicken in the Willy Wonka bar right there, motherfucking. boom.
And
all
I just
over
find it more sexy, and I just find it more sexy just to even just see myself coming like that. So I'm not gonna give him all the pleasure just to bust in his face. Like, no, I want to see myself like actually reacting to what you're doing to me. But I don't want that nigga coming down my. I'm not swallowing anything. Okay, cool. You can gargle, but ain't nothing going on in his esophagus. It's not happening.
Oh my God, ladies! I just no. I'm. But you're like the second person that has said that they're not going to swallow. So what's the sense of gargling then? So what do you do? So what do you spit it back out on his dick?
Yeah.
But you know, there's things that he can eat to and make it taste sweet. Like it ain't nothing like a sweet ass tongue for real. Like that shit right there is better than your favorite Snicker bar. You hear me? I'm telling you.
I doubt that. And I'm a food fanatic. I am a food fanatic.
I'm talking about you got to have him eat the right things. Like, he can't be eating meat and stuff the night before.
I ain't that nigga.
Like,
I'm not his, his dietitianary, whatever you want to call it. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you got notebooks. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, everybody got their own thing that they like. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody do have their own thing.
Yeah, because I don't do anal sex. I don't like anal sex. But I don't get down with that. That shit seems gay to me. Don't ask me to go with my asshole.
Who says that anal sex is gay? Don't go near my asshole.
Who says gay?
Rain said that.
Oh, yeah, I say I don't get into the anal sex thing, but, yeah, that's me, at Rain Poetry. Don't get that whole, I keep my kitty tight. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
for real.
Well, good, because Lisa, she says that she likes anal sex.
Oh, God.
See? I'm going to ask her, what is so interesting about anal sex? Like, does it feel the same as, you know, when you're getting in your pussy?
It doesn't feel the same. It feels
good.
At first it hurts, you know what I mean? Then you can deal with it, and then that shit just all of a sudden it just feels sound good. Like, I should have been doing this for a long time now. Why did somebody else do this to me? I don't know. And then I think it's just like your ass is so close to your pussy, like right on the other side, that you come from that shit, you fucking get wet from it. Like, your pussy juice drips to your ass, and it's like, bam. I don't know. It's just good.
So, y'all heard Gilbert and Lisa's adventure story on anal sex. What you said? What?
I said she needs Jesus.
What she needs Jesus? Like, sir, you know, why do I need, I mean, I probably do, everybody needs a little bit of Jesus, but why, what makes you say that?
That's just what I
why
say.
Why
would
you say that?
Well, I just kind of get with the anal sex. You just straight up into it. Like, you are a anal sex connoisseur.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it feels good, though. It does. Like, I remember my first experience, like Monique said, the comedian, for like my eyebrows was going to fucking burn off. That's what it felt like. But after a while, that's not something that you can do. Like, all right, if I'm in a relationship and we're going to do that, you have to do that. I say, like, maybe every other week at least, because you're not going to be throwing my shit like it's the first time all over again. That shit hurts. So you got to keep me into it, and it does feel good. I'm not a fucking anal sex kind of sore, but it feels good. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do that shit. It feels good, though. It feels good. I mean, I don't want every nigga, like, let me fucking ask. Let me, like, wow, easy, woo-woo. All right? What the fuck is so wrong? You
don't
have
to ask me the fuck. I'm asking him, how much time did you serve, nigga? You want to hit my ass? I'm like, how much time did you serve? That's the first question I'm asking the nigga. Oh, no. I do not know. Let me swallow the babies. Leave my asshole alone.
You know what it is? Like, I feel the same way. Sometimes I like doing things that I'm not supposed to do. So, like, I mean, every now and then females, you know, when they get eating a pussy and shit like that, you know, sometimes it's come seems to venture off, like, by the asshole. And that shit feels good. Like, you're not going to stop and again if he starts licking on your fucking asshole. And that shit feels
a random tongue is different than your dick going up in that motherfucker. That's different. My tongue might get random. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna shove nothing in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Nikki, now you know who you got on the line with you right now.
I know, and I love it, because I really do, I wanna know about when it comes to a man that his G spot is in his asshole, like, you know, that's where he can feel, because I just seen, like, as I was searching for certain things, I've been seeing, like, a nigga with his legs back, like, how our legs be back, and if we're on our back, and our legs fucking up by our ears, like, I done seen a nigga straight giving it to a nigga in his asshole, just straight bong, 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 and the nigga, while he was laying there, he was jerking his own dick, and, like, to him, like, it looked like it felt so fucking good, and I think he was straight, like, power driving his asshole. And I'm pretty sure he's receiving multiple orgasms, because isn't that where the male G spot is, right?
Yeah, that's where the G spot is. But to me, that's a cruel trick that God played on the male species. That unless you are completely comfortable in, I don't even know what situation you have to be in. You know what I mean? To start venture, that's a whole different situation. I have a homegirl that she puts on dildos and fuck her niggas. That's what she do. And they say that they not gay.
Ew, she fucks him and he say he's not gay.
Yeah, they say they're not gay, but she likes that shit. She gets off on that shit. She puts dildos on and fucks the shit out of these niggas. And I'm sure that they bust harder than what I could give them, because I'm not finna do that.
I know a guy who likes to watch guy-on-guy porn, but he says that he's not gay. But yet, because a female likes that, the female likes that, and that's what gets her aroused, that he partakes in it, and he watches it, and it gets him going as well.
That's gay.
Because he even made the comment, you give me a little bit of booty, I'll give you a little bit of booty. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I'll be like, what does that mean? What does that mean exactly? I would need clarification to that motherfucker. Like, out of that.
shout out to evil_mind who said that we're killing him. Shout out to IC and Spartan who said, y'all done got rain started. And, he said that, Sam's wife said, that's some bullshit. Ain't no G-spot reaching here, nigga. I mean, it's niggas. This is where the fuck y'all G-spot resides. Don't be mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Because I want you to hear my G-spot. And, I mean, like, I honestly don't know. Like, I really want to say that there are some straight niggas out here, but I just want to fucking have, like, feel that orgasmic feeling. And they want something in their butt. But does that make you gay, though?
Straight gay.
I guess it comes down to a matter of opinion, I think, but I think so. I really do, and I have a lot to grow. You know, I got a lot of learning I got to do. I know I still got a lot to learn, but I just don't get down like that. I don't understand that. There's even guys that I've been with that want me to stick fingers in their ass, and to me that was gay. I'm like, a finger in your ass. But
yeah,
then,
I know somebody
that
does that.
But that's as far as I will go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do that without thinking that you're gay, because I'm just thinking, like, oh, hey, you just really want to hit that spot. That shit must feel that fucking good that you could just put down your pride and ask for a finger in your fucking butt. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But it's
no,
not something I would offer to do. Like, it's my first time fucking you. You know what? You ever had a finger in your ass while you come? Oh, shit, daddy. Let me tell you out. You know what I mean? Like, that's not something I would do.
Daddy, let me tell you out. No. Not me. Okay. Well, I want to know. What is the fastest way to make you horny? What are some of the things to get you horny real quick?
Horny? Yeah. Oh, you know what I like? I like to see that fucking bulge in the guy's pants with that imprint where you can see the tip of his dick right there, that line, and he act like he don't know that I'm staring at it, but it's growing. I like that shit, and I like wet kisses, like, on my neck when I don't know that they're coming. That shit right there, I'll fucking ride a fucking nose for 3 hours off some shit like that.
You ride a nose?
A fucking nose. That's right.
What?
A kneecap
what,
or something.
Black, answer the question.
That's me? Shit. That gets me horny.
What you said, Black?
I think
what?
Oh, you don't want to give up the ancient Chinese secret? What if you have somebody that like you that's listening to the show and she's just trying to figure out how to get next to you, but you hold on to all the goods all the damn time? You don't never try to come up off nothing.
Yo, she got my phone number. That's the case.
But
she might not want you to know.
Some of the things that get me horny is, like, I like to feel, like, wet lips. Like, you like you feel, like, just kissing on me. I like to fucking have a nigga fucking, like, just, like, lick, you know, lick on my stomach, lick, like, right below the, you know, the little lining, the waistline. I like some of the things that get me horny, too. Like, I think, when I see, like, the bulging thick print, like, I love that shit.
I'm weak for that. Like, you can even kind of be ugly with a nice bulge, and I have to look back at the face again. Like, well, fuck, I could just turn around and jack up into that shit. I know I can. Shit.
Yeah, I'm beautiful.
Rain is hilarious. I'm so glad that she is on the fucking line. Like, that shit. You know, and another thing that gets me horny too is just the fucking dirty talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you start talking all that shit, that's something that's gonna get me horny. Like, it really is. Shout out to J Kid Maybach, who said that you're going ham on the radio. I'm just getting started. I really am. But I wanna know from Good Plus Lisa, what is some of the things that turn, like, what are some of the things that get you horny real quick? Real quick. I get horny real quick to begin with. I don't know why, but right time in the right place, I just, my pussy gets soaked. Like, it could be, like, I like looking at lips. I like the kisses. I like to be grabbed, like, rough. I think it is, like, manhandled. Like, that turns me on because I feel like, oh, my God, I'm about to get my back blown out. Like, shit like that. I don't know. That's what turns me on. So, I didn't hear what the fuck turns everybody on, so I'm about to start playing with y'all next and start kissing y'all, start fucking grabbing y'all up, manhandling y'all.
See, that's why I ain't telling her shit.
So, those turns on, I was like, come here.
That's beautiful ammunition, though. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful ammunition because, see, Black, your thing might be that you just like a certain look in her eye, or you like when a female walk up and brush you and start making physical contact. It might not be something so sexual or extremely sensual. It might just be an educated conversation. That shit might get you big fucking hard.
Yo, if you know what I mean? Make a bomb-ass sandwich, I'm ready to go afterwards.
Black, you're so fucking...
Managed.
He is. He's fucking managed.
And yo, if she knows something about football, yo, I'll be ready to go.
Really?
She looks like a linebacker.
She looks like a linebacker
that can cook and love football. That's cool with you.
A linebacker. Linebackers need love too. They need love, too.
Yeah, that's why they got the niggas that look like linebackers at the end of the bitches that look like linebackers. See, you know, it works.
Whatever. Oh, I want to know from the both of y'all, Rain first, weirdest sexual act someone has performed or tried to perform with you or on you?
The weirdest?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to tell you this because I've been tweeting about this all day. All right. I like when people like my feet. It's weird because, I don't really care for feet, but I like when guys really like my feet. So I love a nigga who got a foot fetish, and I got turned out. A guy had me jack him off with my feet, and I just fell the fuck out. I loved that shit.
He busted on your feet?
I jacked him off with my feet. I just laid on the bed on my back, and he was standing up. And then he was already massaging my feet, rubbing them with the oils, the lotions. And then he just started getting hard, and he stood up, and he just kind of led the way, and I didn't have to think too much about it. And next thing I knew, like, I was feeling the veins and the ridge on the bottom of my feet where it's real sensitive. You know, the nerve endings are down there, and that shit was, ooh. And I got to touching myself and chasing on my nipples and chasing, you know, my juices, and that shit went ham. I like that shit. He busted all over, like, wherever it shot to, my chest and stomach and shit. I like that shit, though.
It sounds like something. I'm not a fee fucking person, but I'm going to have a good pussy for shit here. I'm going to let her share really quickly one of the weirdest sexual acts someone has performed or tried to perform on or with you. The weirdest shit that was ever done to me that bugged me out was the dude that I was with, because he wanted to fucking, like, straddle me, right, with my boobs out, my titties out, or whatever, and just have his dick over my face. Me not do nothing, don't say nothing, don't, like, nothing. Like, he wanted me to lick his dick, nothing. He just wanted to sit over my face and jerk it, like, oh, my gosh, I love your face. And I was like, what? Like, I just lay right there, like, oh, my gosh, like, straddle me, like, balls on top of my titties, dick pointing towards my fucking face, like, oh, my gosh, like, I just love your face. I was like, hey, yo, but that was some weird shit, and no nigga has ever done that since that. I don't know. It was bugged out, like, just, you want your nuts on top of my titties, your dick in my face, like, and he used to just, like, rub his dick from side to side on my lips, like, oh, my God. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But that was some weird shit, but, yeah.
That's crazy. That was torture for me. I would have been like, please just let me taste it. I got an oral fetish, something serious. That shit would have been extreme torture. Damn.
Well, Black, I mean, all right, well, Black, is there somebody that you want to bring through the line?
Nope.
Huh?
Right now, head gang.
Yes.
I gotta wiggle. I'm gonna keep listening. I gotta jump off the line though and get these shirts pressed up. But y'all go in there. Y'all go in there hard. I just wanna say, if you want Twitter, go ahead and follow me at Rain Poetry, REIGN Poetry. And then also, I got a little show. I got a little week daily show. So if you follow me on Twitter, you can keep up with my showtime tomorrow at noon. It goes down real sexy like this just during the day when you at lunch. Come touch yourself with me. Black, it was a pleasure,
yeah.
Baby, and a good pussy. Do your thing, mama.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you, Rain. Thank you. Shout out to Rain Poetry. Some poetry. Shout out to Rain Poetry, who came and kicked it with us for a good minute on our fucking topics. But you already know, Black. So let's get into another commercial break. And when we get back, what?
I got you.
Which one, are we going to play any of our followers' music, or are we going to wait until we come back?
No, we about to play the new joint from Don Street featuring Baltimore Sun and Baltimore DDS. This is called Another One.
All right, so let's get into it.
Say they better than Dawn. on, they don't match up. This is Bing Monster Rap Face, step it up. Heavy Chevy truck, both the levy, let them up. Ten pins, knock them down, get them up. Metal tough, look the yelling goat man, drugs swelling melanin. Claiming he a felon to a slug sitting in his mug. Dirty nigga, shovel mug, carry on, shell him up. Stella with the 16, zero below Celsius. Ain't playing with a full deck, hell Delta. Ice grill melt up, they like Lord help us. Tough dick in a game, asshole gelled up. Fuck niggas do anything, so they feel up. Look, done bad for your health. Bitch niggas ran on and get back by yourself. Real niggas love done, mad by yourself. Suicide bar coming, nigga dead by self. Look, money, not the one to run upon. LP, Don Street, yeah, what up, son? Look, Kino, drop that, got one. Two, three of them, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. Another one, yeah, that's another one.
I'm a leader of the true school, run with a few cats, humble my huh. The son is such a cool cat, tired of these new jazz, claiming that they true rap. Move back, it's true cats, I bring it back, boom back, true facts. I abuse tracks, Don Street, link me with Keno Beats, and now we running through France, international hip hop connoisseur. I rock for my city, though I drive Baltimore. Sun Tzu taught son of all the war. Why should I honor y'all when all y'all talk about is all the Mars? I hear another bum talk about another gun. Or spit it how they gripping digits like a number run. I kick a number one hit every time I rhyme. So watch me shine, I'll never be another son. You can't compete when we leak sun on Keno Beats. Where LB and Don Street.
Look money, not the one to run upon. LB, Don Street, yeah, what up son? Look Keno, drop that, got one. Two, three of them, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one.
My name's good in these be more streets, so be more honest. When you ask for that be more heat, it's be more international, so be more cautious. Taking a big office out to be more often. So come direct, we ain't good with subliminals. You ain't gotta ask twice, be more original. Ask K Mac, ask Sir Platoon, ask the boy Bless, ask what happened in June. My 16s is like choppers, and I ain't talking AKs, you better ask Hombre, I'm talking about an axe. Swinging jaws like a tree chopper. Got you all nervous, but I'm just talking verses. Me versus you, you better be more serious. You better than me, you couldn't be more delirious. Lord, Dawn, Son, or be more classic. There goes another one, here goes another one.
It's Definitely Live, back with us on All Bobs Radio. With me, your host, Nikki Vibes. We definitely have at Good Pussy still hanging around with us, and we definitely do have Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Angela's tweets. She should be with us soon, in short. But I wanted to know, Black, I know you. I got to choose and pick and choose my... you wisely, because you don't like to answer a lot of questions.
No. It's it. All right. I'll give it to you like this. Whatever question you ask me right now, I'll answer it.
All right. Okay, what was the worst sexual idea you ever had?
The worst sexual idea I ever had? That would be fucking a chick at my job.
Fucking a chick at your job? Really?
Yeah.
So what makes that the worst sexual idea you ever had, though? Fucking a chick at your job, because... sometimes that's normal, you're in the workplace.
Look, here's what it is. Like, you know, the sex was good. Don't be, like, you know, she was a good push, you know, chick, but I mean, it was at least for, but anyway. You know, but what happened was it carried on for longer than it should have. Feelings came into play on both sides, you know what I mean? And that wasn't supposed to go.
Yo,
so it just it turned out to be a bad idea. But I don't regret hitting it though.
Wow.
I just regret that it carried on for as long as it did though.
I'm gonna tell you the worst sexual idea I've ever had. I was sitting in church and I was just looking at one of the guys, one of the members and shit, and he was just turning me on in his fucking suit. I saw the little glow stick imprint, and like I was just the whole time me looking at him like I could just think of like different ways I could be getting fucked like in throughout the church.
Hey, fucking goes down in the church.
I want to know too, like, with some of the dudes, like, they be wearing like the pearls on their, like, in their dick. Like, I guess, like, I've heard a guy saying like it's supposed to be for pleasure for the female. Have you ever heard of like
Chris
guys?
Albert, son, yo.
You like? Oh, well, that's the wrong thing to ask you. But what do you think about that?
I think that's. You know, out of all the places on your body that you can pierce, your urethra, your dick should be the last. Even with, like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you want chicks that got their clit pierced, but I'm like,
I prefer
my chick not to have it pierced.
But this one is not the Prince Albert, though. This is, like, something that's implanted underneath the skin.
Nah, because, see, you cut your shit open, and the motherfucking doctor, all he needs is one slip with a scalpel and you won't get a boner again in your life.
That's...
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think your area should be left alone. Like, don't pierce it, don't tattoo it, nothing. Like, you know, the area around it, cool, but the actual dick, the actual... Leave that shit alone.
All I can say is, well, shout out to @KidSay_Music who says, great show. I really like it. Thank you. All I just want to say is, like, I don't condone it, but if I ever come across a nigga that got a pearl up underneath his fucking skin, I got to feel that one time. Just so I can say I don't like it or it felt like this or it feels weird because it's supposed to actually be for the female stimulation like that, but also the, while it's like when he, you know, puts it inside of you, her, it's supposed to be, I guess, like rubbing up against her walls and different rotations. It's supposed to be like good, like it's supposed to feel really good. I don't see the Prince Albert fucking piercings. Like if I clit piercings are something totally different. You know what I mean? Like if I have a clit piercing, a nigga better suck on that shit. He better suck, pull. Don't pull the ring too hard where it comes out and you can't be able to put it back in. But because I know, like, receiving head with a tongue piercing, it's so fucking, like, 5 times greater without one. It really does.
Well, I've had it done, and personally, I couldn't even tell the difference.
No, hell no. Like, and then me being a person with the fucking, with the snake eye, the piercing at the tip of my tongue, like, I don't have it now because I was tearing up fucking Jamaican food. And that shit came out, and I wasn't able to put it back in by myself. I even had, and it's funny because same person that's always with me, I go to Lisa, she was here, and she has one. She still has her today, and she was trying to help me put it back in, and it couldn't go back in. So I was just like, fuck it. And once it came out, I just kind of forgot about it and whatnot. And but it feels good. Like, it really feels good. It really feels good. Good Pussy was over here fucking having an orgasmic moment because she knows that it fucking feels good. Like, me being the receiver and giver with the fucking tongue ring, I can feel the difference. Let me ask Good Pussy, Lisa, can you feel the difference between receiving head with a tongue ring and without one? Yes, you definitely can feel the difference.
I got to tell you, you fucking gay.
Excuse me?
I said, if a guy got a tongue ring, he's gay. I'm kidding.
Are we gay?
No, a guy. A guy has a tongue ring.
Oh, yeah, but a guy has a tongue ring. Does that mean he's gay? It doesn't mean he's gay. He could be just real freaky, but don't be flashy and shit like a bitch. But,
It definitely, you could feel the difference. You could feel the difference on fucking Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, I fucking felt the snake eyes, and I my eyes go back in my fucking head, like, you saw the whites of my eyes. That shit was like, wow. I don't know.
Wow.
I think it was something different. It was that it was something different. I should just go like super, super duper. Wow. Out of body experience. Like the father on ghost died or the daughter, whichever one died. I'm not sure. Yes. But what about you, Black? Have you ever had received oral sex, you know, tongue ring, and could you feel the difference?
I've had it done, and no, I couldn't feel the difference. Like, I didn't even.
A lot of guys say that. A lot of guys say that they can't really feel the difference. I don't know. I guess unless you do some, you know, licking and shit like that, then you could probably, like, tease in the back of the dick, but I don't know. That's what I was asking.
I couldn't even tell the difference.
It's a difference, like, it really is, like, I mean, like, it's just a really big difference.
So you have,
like,
a tongue ring?
Huh?
So you have a tongue ring?
I had one. I had the slink eyes one. I actually have both piercings. I had the original tongue piercing, the straight up and down in the middle of your tongue. And then I had the snake eyes, the ones that go at the tip of your fucking, at the tip of your tongue. I had that recently. And like I said again, like, it came out while I was eating some food. And I just never thought to, like, I tried to put it back in myself, but it wasn't going. And then where I went to get it done at was, like, really far from my house. And then around my house, there's no really, like, tattoo parlor. So I was just kind of ass out. And once it fell out and I tried to put it back in and I couldn't, I just left it alone. I didn't want to just, like, agitate my tongue or, you know, fuck with it in that sense. So I just left it alone. I didn't put it back in. But I'm wanting to get it back again just because, like, I miss playing with, like, with the tip of my tongue.
Okay, well, keep it posted when you do that.
Oh, my God. And then you will be in some, when I have mine, sometimes people say when I would talk, you can hear it, like, clicking your teeth. So that's how they knew that I had a tongue ring in my mouth before, like, even probably seeing me. Like, a nigga would be on the phone, he'd be like, yo, you got a tongue ring? And I'd be like, yeah, you know. He'd be like, cause I can hear that shit before me even mentioning it. Like, oh, I have this many tattoos, I have this many piercings.
Oh, how many tattoos do you have?
I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any. I don't know what I would get. I don't know what I want. So I don't have any. When I do decide on the right tattoo in the right area, goodness, Lisa thinks I should put stars around my nipples. Stars around my nipples. Why?
I've seen it, and it's not really.
You see stars
around
the nipples?
Yeah.
You don't like it? It will make
yeah.
me want to suck my nipples more. Not the whole areola, like just the nipple part. Like little stars. No?
Bah.
I want to get something that everybody be having all these fucking symbols on their bodies, fucking two cherries busted, or they be having like lick me here, dumb shit. Like, I want to get something that's very rare, like, but then it's very, like, you know, sexy or something. I don't know. I do. I really do. My next question. My next question is, what was one of the best sexual compliments that you ever got, Black?
Best sexual compliment I ever got. It was when I did, when I was a white girl's first black guy.
Okay.
She was like, she now understands the same. Once she go black, she don't go back.
She was like, oh my God, whoa, your dick is big, fuck me, oh my God, stick your cock, right? She was all on that extra shit, and he was open.
It was a lot of things. I really don't remember her verbatim.
She was sucking the shit out of your dick, right? All that.
Yeah, and she had a sandwich afterwards.
She made a what? And she made a sandwich afterwards?
Yeah.
That's funny. So was that a good experience for you? Do you like white women?
Like, I'm not a discriminatory person, you know.
Me neither. That's funny. I think I'm attracted to who I'm attracted to. I've never been with a white person, but I mean, like, if I don't have a type, that's crazy. I'm attracted to, you know, it's weird. Like, I don't know. I can't say I have a type.
See, you may have a type because it's two different levels. Like, you may be attracted to what you're attracted to, but we're talking as far as, you know, hitting it off, you know, real quick, and then we're talking about ending up with, being with.
Yeah, like, you know, you mean, like, as far as what catches my eye, like, you know, if the person that I'm saying I'm not necessarily attracted to because of what I get at first eye glance is probably because of what they say, how they act, or whatever, and then I'm attracted to them because of that. But what catches my eye? See, that's still crazy, too. That's still a crazy question, because if anybody was to, not that I've been with so many people, but the different dudes that I have dated, like, none of them are the same. So that's why I say I don't have a type. Like, even, you know, Nikki could tell you, like, she knows, like, I don't have, all the guys are different. Taller or shorter, you know, brolic or slim, like, it just depends.
Oh, well, see, that's great. You're an equal opportunity employer. That's what's up.
Equal opportunity employer. I like how you said that. No, but wait. I'm gonna tell y'all was my best sexual compliment that I ever got. I got told, like, you could fucking suck the nail out of a coffin. Damn, like, when did you fucking learn how to suck dick like that at, like, which school did you go to?
Yo, do you have, like, those big cushiony ass lips, like?
What? Are, like, her lips are fucking, like, you know, the big marshmallows? Like, if you don't bite it, but just put it, like, in between your lips and, like, bite down with your lips, that's her fucking lips. That's her lips.
Wow.
Seriously, that's her lips. Black seen my lips before. So, like, my lips, yeah, like, I guess if y'all want to say, like, they're so big, they're so juicy, yes, thank you. So when I do suck dick, like, it just comes in handy, like, it's just, like, I utilize my lips, like, you know, like, I know when I'm receiving that, like, I want to feel your lips, you know what I'm saying, like, I want to feel all of that, like, and if your lips are big and juicy, I mean, sometimes I guess you have an advantage, but, like, my best compliments, like, will always be about my head game. So, follow me on How's Your Head Game. I really need to know how's your head game, because if your head game is on top of my head game, then there's no point of you even fucking eating me out or even trying to spit game about what the fuck you do. Because if you're not better than me or you can't come close, then you're never going to eat my pussy. Your dick better go, like, better be strong, and it better go for hours, because... Head is what, you know, head kill, you know, it cuts down a lot of time when it comes down to even having sex. Like, you can get head before, and then fuck, and then come off on that, and then get a little bit of head after, and then, like, niggas is pissed. Or, you know, when you don't, when head is not involved in sex, it just makes it so much fucking longer. So, my best compliment, like I would say, is, like, a nigga told me, like, I just fucking suck in there, I'm a coffin, that shit was funny to me, and I was just like, wow.
Yo, you could probably suck rent money out of a nigga, like.
I mean, not that I do, like, you know, if I was the type to, I can definitely use my dick sucking skills to get rent money out of a nigga. I don't always suck rent money out of a nigga. But I'm not, you know, I don't have to right now. That's funny. Damn, I just realized I just really went in about...
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And everyone, and yes.
I'm just saying, like, if you know, and I want to know. I really do. I want to know from, shout out to Rain Poetry, too funny. And, oh, shout out to Dottie Morrison, who said, oh, my goodness, I love the show. Thank you. But seriously, though, like, I really do. I want to know from some of my listeners, like, what was, like, one of their best sexual compliments, like, you know what I mean? Like, I really want to know. Like, I think it would be really interesting. I think it would really be interesting. So, with that being said, because I'm also tell y'all some more crazy, crazy-ass fucking stories, whenever you are fucking ready, Black, I definitely want to hear some, I want to fucking hear, Speaking of...
You're not cursing me, though.
What?
Why you gotta curse at me, though?
Hush, what? Since I just shouted out at Body Morrison, we definitely have some of his music in rotation. So, I want to hear some more Body Morrison.
All right, I got you.
Thank you.
Well, does that get you in the mood? Like, would you listen to some Baltimore sound while are you getting it on and shit? Like,
what?
I say, like, would that be a sex soundtrack on Baltimore sound? Like,
yeah, like, let me hear it, and maybe when I hear his voice, I might get, you know, open and whatnot. Just can we hear something, Body Morrison, please?
Got you.
Niggas without a soul couldn't fuck with her, probably standing here alone. Lord knows, not for nothing, nothing.
Yes, yes, yes. Stephanie rocking out on All Vibes Radio, live with me. I'm Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have I Good Plus Lisa and Kim Brooklyn Black in the building.
I'm having a ball with Good Plus Lisa over here.
You having a ball with Good Plus Lisa? Shout out to At Body Morrison. I definitely like his music a lot. Shout out to him. Hope he keeps sending us that shit. Shout out to Mr. _ Chris _ P, one of the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to Dan Spartan. Y'all better leave me alone. Y'all better leave me the fuck alone.
Them niggas is trying to prove the theory. They trying to see if the story is true. All Barbs promoters are fucking fact finders. They trying to see if there's any truth to the myth.
I know they're like, how's your head game? Yes, how's your fucking head game? I also wanted to know, what do you prefer, black top? What do you prefer to be on top or on bottom?
Honestly, it doesn't matter, yo. Like, because I'm going to try as many positions, depending on how I'm going to feel for as long as I can until I met. So, if you're on top and I'm doing it, and then I get on top, then I flip you over, and I fucking got you sideways, and I got you up on the wall, and whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I need to get it done.
Good, please, please. Would you prefer to be on top or on the bottom?
I like to get fucked, so I prefer to be on the bottom, if that's the case. But I know, you know.
But you can be fucked while on top.
Excuse me?
You can be fucked while on top.
I can get fucked on top, but I'm usually fucking more when I'm on top. Like, I have to do all the movement. You know what I mean? Usually you do a girl's doing more movement when they're on top. You know what I mean? Like, but when versus me being on the bottom, the guy is able to go in more and he's fucking me. Like, I like that. I like to be fucked. I like to be fucked. Like, dildos and all that shit don't work for me because I want to be fucked. I want to be grabbed. You might have to choke me every now and then, tell me, shut the fuck up. You know, if I get too loud, stupid shit like that. I'm like, oh, my God. But I like to get fucked. So the bottom for me is preferable.
Tell us. I hope you're noting this down.
What happened?
I hope the fellas are writing this down.
I hope they are, too.
Like, you know... I hope your shit is right when you try to step to it, because if your shit ain't right, trust me, we will find out and you will get blasted all up on radio and we will have jokes.
I definitely will let nigga know, because first of all, like, I don't have time to be getting all hot and bothered for you to fucking get a cramp. So then my hands finger, I don't want to hear nothing about that bullshit. Don't give me that. Yeah, like, what is that about? Like, you got to stretch? You need some fucking tiger bone is what you need. You need some stamina because you shouldn't have to fucking stretch. And don't be squirming. Like, be able to take head. Don't be big and broad, like, and you can't even, like, bear to get your fucking dick sucked. You fucking squirming.
Maybe your shit is that good and you don't know how to handle himself and, you know. Like,
I mean, that's
just
ridiculous,
though. If a nigga's squirming, take it as a compliment.
Yeah, we do take it as a compliment, like, it's actually funny to me to see a fucking big, muscle bound motherfucker sitting here talking about, like, what the fuck, Shen? I be going crazy like
that. That's a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, it is a compliment, but sometimes it could get, like, it's like, all right, chill. Seriously? You fucking, like, for, like, one incident, honestly, like, all jokes aside, this nigga was squirming, like, to get off the bed. I was like, where you going with? Like, what do you do that
at? You don't squirm to get off the bed. Like, you just...
It was extra. So, for me, like, don't be big and muscle bound. You can't deal with that. Like, come on.
Yo.
Wait. Can I say, I have to say something because, like Good Pussy said, like, exactly. I hate the big brolic niggas that, and when you even go as far as to blow on the dick, they fucking start, like, can I fuck him for my lips? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yo,
a compliment because,
shit, yo,
you know, it's a compliment to know
awesome.
That I make you feel that way, but, like, just sit there and fucking take the head, like, let me fucking go to work. Because sometimes I don't even get to fucking show out and perform because the nigga is just going so crazy. You know what I mean? Like, he wants you to stop. I don't stop. I will fucking try to stiff arm your chest, like, sit you the fuck back. Like, this is my time right now. So you're going to fucking man up. You're going to handle it. If you got to fucking scream, whatever. If you're going to fucking lash my ears together with your kneecaps because you can't fucking take the sensation, I'm gonna let you do that because I want to do what I want to do. But, like, I prefer to be on top. Like, I'm a performer. I like to show off. Like, I like to make you, like, really feel like, yes, I picked the right one that I wanted to fuck today because she fucked me. Like, I like to be on top. Like, everybody knows, if they know me, Nikki Barnes, and if they ever party with me, like, they know that I go in. Like, when I dance, you probably be like, damn, you look like you're fucking on the floor. You know what I mean? So I like to showcase that. So I would like to be on top at all times. You get it?
Yeah, I got you.
shout out to At Rain, who says, I like riding the dick from the bottom. Ooh. She says she loves seeing a nigga make sounds. Me too. I do, but you shouldn't be as high pitched as me, though. You know what I mean? Like, I like to hear the hard, like the aggressive man, like, you're trying not, like, you, I want to hear you try hard not to make that feeling sound. That's what I like. So, shout out to Mr. _ Chris _ P, who says, if a Negro is running from the pussy, that dude is gay from a lady at the gym. So I guess he's in the gym right now, and a lady says to him, if a dude is running from the pussy, he's gay. But niggas always talking about how they don't like running and shit. But y'all niggas be running too. Well, shut up. Y'all be fucking running. Like, y'all be like, wait, chill. Like, I don't want to come yet. What the fuck you mean? You better bust and be able to keep going. This is why, shout out to, like, niggas like Chris. Mr. _Chris_P, he be in the gym, he be working out. So I bet you his stamina level's up there. You can let me know by tweeting me, Mr. Chris. He's one of the All Bob promoters.
Yo.
What?
I'm telling you, I talk a lot of fucking shit.
Ain't nobody talking shit. We talking what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
They're talking what the fuck is up. All right. Do you think that, let's see. Do you think a man can cohabit with two women? But
he's gonna fuck one of them.
Huh?
He's gonna fuck one of them.
He's going to fuck one of them? You think so?
Yeah.
I think a nigga that, if his mind is set on, like, dealing with more than one woman, like, he's gonna do it. He could do it. And if he could manage, I don't see, but see, that's the thing. Like, I mean, when it comes down to fucking two females. Like, you know, you, I guess if you have your girlfriend and you're cheating on her with one side bitch, your main bitch, whatever you want to call her, and you have the stamina to keep up with fucking both of them, like, to me, I want to give you a round of applause because I think that that can be very tiring. What you think, Douglas Lisa? Do you think a man could, like, cohabit with two women? You got guys with crazy sex drives. You know what I mean? Like, nipples that could deal with that. And some bitches don't want to fuck all the time, and some niggas is just, like I said, they can't get enough, and they will do that. They will definitely do that and live two fucking lifestyles, and you won't know about it, or you will let you know this is how I am, and yeah, I think so. I think so, too. I really do. Do you think casual sex is a stress buster, Black?
Is a what?
It's a sex buster, like casual sex. Like, it'd be like the peak. Yeah.
Hell yeah, any type of sex. Casual sex, rough sex, slow sex, fast sex, hard sex, soft sex. Any type of sex is a stress buster.
Do you think that sexual fantasies, like, do you think, like, they improve a relationship when it comes down to having sex? When you guys, like, are open to fulfilling each other's sexual fantasies? Or do you think, like...
Yeah, like, see, a regular brother like myself, I'm regular. Like, my chick, I'll fuck, like, if she got some shit, she want me to wear a fucking bow tie and shit, fuck it, I'll wear a fucking bow tie if that makes it feel good, you know. That makes her happy, but me, I ain't got no crazy shit like that. Like, yeah, see, yo, I come home, be butt naked, have a blunt load, a drink poured, and you ready to go. That's a fantasy right there. Walk in my house and to have all that shit ready. Blunt, booze, and pussy, that's my night.
I just really want to, because I'm sorry, I'm over here. I'm into, like, my Twitter and my texts, and I just want to talk about the Captain Save a Whole Niggas real quick, and females. Like, why do people feel like they, you know, like, they want to say, like, they just want to come in and, like, help somebody that they know is not good for them. Like, they want to sit there and help out that person that they know that they're never going to get, you know what I'm saying, ask them, or that person is just not the right person for them. But before you answer me, Black, and I go to Lisa, I want to say this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 5695. Black is the person through.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm just, you know, calling in to support. I love listening. This is my first time, so it's kind of new to me, but everything y'all talking about is hilarious, funny. I love it all.
Thank you. Well, can you let myself and my listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California. Twitter name is @KidTay_music.
Oh, hey, shout out to you. Thank you so much for calling in. So,
of course.
Out of all the things we were talking about, right, that you think is so hilarious and funny,
You know what, because, sorry to cut you off, but all the, you know, the freaky shit, the sex is just all so funny. And that's just hilarious because, you know, some people really are like that sometimes, you know, and, I mean, I consider myself a freak, you know, I mean, I'm just a straight-out freak, you know, I like to try new shit. The whole little ass thing, nah, I'm not down with that either. I heard that one, and just everything is just, you know, just hilarious. I like it. I mean, you know, you don't have to be scared to try nothing new or shit.
All right. Well, right, so I want to know, like, do you run from, like, good head? Do you hit high notes? Do you be singing in, like, a falsetto, like, voice tone?
Did you say no?
I stay in. I don't run away from nothing. I'm just all out freak. You know, and just love it. Like when I eat a female out, I'm in there, you know. Until she tell me to stop, I'm going all in. No playing around either. You know, until she lifts up my head, you know, tell me she want it, then I'm gonna get down to business. But until then, I'm gonna eat you out until you get tired of it.
Well, I know I go to people wants to ask you a question, so I'm gonna let her ask you a question. So can you say you're just like an all out freak? Like, to what extent do you consider yourself a freak? Well, what type of freaky shit do you like?
I mean,
like you like your balls pulled?
Position.
You fucking? You like your balls pulled and like that? Like yanked?
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know, sex, different places, different positions, all that.
The positions and places to me, that's like everyday sex. Like, I could be in the car with my man and get horny and we fuck in the car. We fuck outside the car, half my body's in, half my body's out. We go behind the fucking school, we fuck at the back door. We pull over in the fucking dead-end block and park in somebody's driveway and fuck right there. Like, I mean, we at a restaurant, we get up, we go in the fucking bathroom, we fuck in the bathroom. I mean, freaky shit, what type of freaky shit do you like to do? You said you like your balls close, so do you like thumbs in your ass?
No. No.
I mean, like, I'm going to ask my question before I was denied, so I was just trying to get an idea, you know, and just to give you a brag a little more of what, like, what
okay.
Freaky. Do you like for girls to, like, use anal beads and shit like that? Do you like shit like that?
No. Anything dealing with
that? I don't mean not necessarily on you. It doesn't have to be just on you. Like, do you like to use anal beads on a fucking bitch? Like,
I mean, if you want to, I mean, I ain't going to say no to
her. Like, what turns you on? You like to choke bitch? Did you like grabbing hair? You know what I mean? Like, you want them to fuck it and tell
hair.
You to fuck me harder. Like, put
hair,
your feet in my
all that. It's just,
all that
man,
shit
gets me turned on. But the whole anal beads in my ass, no. But, I mean, if she wants it in hers, I mean, I don't mind.
Okay. All right, I was just trying to find.
And the other thing, I ain't never gave it to a girl in the ass, but, you know, the way she
was
telling
me. Never fucked a girl in the ass?
Never.
You never fucked a girl in the ass, the all-out freak? You never fucked a girl in the ass? You never got her to fucking allow you to fuck her ass?
No, I have not caught a freak like that yet.
Well, when you turn the bitches out, then that's when you're an all-out freak.
Okay,
freak,
well.
I mean, like you could get a bitch open to do anything, like.
Oh, yeah. Of course. But,
I mean, this is me to keep by fucking now, so I want to say thank you.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for calling in at kids_6.
I will, and I'll keep listening every, you know, Tuesday and Thursday because it's a good show. I like it.
Thank you. We talk about different things different days, so thank you. So Black, yes. Yo, that was making this motherfucking crazy.
Crazy.
Niggas on the butt. Nigga, what? I want to hear something like, you got to play, before you play one of our next caller, you hear me? Next fucking artist music. Do you have some, like, freak, like, Little Kim shit? Like, what? Like, do you have some? I want to hear some. I want to hear some freaky shit, like put a nigga dick in my mouth and swallow it. What?
Wow.
Blood token mess becomes that what? I took a freaky pill today. I want to hear some of that. I want to hear some of the burnt marshmallows with the sticky part from their fingers. I love my nipples. What? I didn't lick it off.
Oh, wow.
I should turn the fuck on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am stumped.
But you need to be...
I totally forgot what I was supposed to be doing right now.
I forgot what you were supposed to do.
Wow. I'm totally stumped right now, ladies and gentlemen. What if it you ladies would like to hear?
Oh my God, I was about to go win up some free shit just now. So you lucky. I'm over here multitasking, trying to fucking answer texts back and trying to answer back tweets, and then, you know, my mind is going 100 miles and my tongue, and I want to hear some free shit that'll satisfy me right now. I don't want to get stiff clit.
Some freak shit.
Damn, you know what I need to do? I need to send you this song called Face Down by Meek Mills, featuring Trey Songz. Like, that shit is fucking... He be like, I got a rubber in my pocket and I'm talking like this, face down. Ass up.
Okay.
That's the way we like to fuck. There's some hoes in this house trying to fuck.
Right.
Right. In your ear all night. Rock got me loose, but your dress fits tight. A rolling shake too, but the time is sweet. Even though my watch stronger, the time's so right. I'm telling no dreams, I ain't telling no lies. That dress so cold, but that body on fire. Ain't smartest in the world, but looking at your girl, I'll be a fool to let the chance go by. So I'm going.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you, I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation deep, to the bedroom, we gon' make love. Girl, I wanna please you.
Yeah.
Girl, I really need you, so let's talk about you.
Your name, what's your sign? Soon as she buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
She looking like a bag of money, like a boss, so you know I let her count it for me. Like the floss, new watch, gold ring. People next door swear I'm dealing. Me and O getting dough like it's no thing. New Maybachs, boy, that's way out of your range. Yeah, all the chicks came like we at a Knicks game. Carmelo numbers first in the 15th. We the best in the biz, baby, yeah it is. I'ma handle mine, little homie, handle his. At the Portofino, I just bought the top floor. I'm living like Nino, baby, and want more. Now double that, Rev Run bubble bath. Overlook the city, blowing out her back.
Woo.
She better blow my mind and she can holler back. I get better with time and it's
let's
a rap.
Bag of money. Hey. Definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. And we got Angel of the Police in the building, holding it down. Shout out to Angel of Tweets. Catch her on Tuesday. Shout out to her. You know, she's definitely busy. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, who's been fucking rocking out with two crazy ass freaks on the line. You doing good.
I scared of you, niggas.
I know you ain't scared of me. I know. It's so funny, y'all. Shout out to all my followers. Like, y'all are asking me some shit that I'm not even gonna motherfucking repeat. But Captain Saberho, back to y'all fucking, back to the niggas and bitches that be fucking just always helping out a bitch or a nigga that they know is not good for them. Like, they know, like, they just, I don't know what the fuck their problem is. Like, they be trying to stay. Like, I'm not nobody's fucking mother. I don't wear a cape with the ass on my chest. Definitely. So what do you have to say about the saber hoes? They come in handy. They do, but, I mean, I don't know about Captain Sabo. I want to say those fucking tricks, like, guys who are just spending way too much money doing shit, trying to pay your rent, trying to fucking pay your insurance, trying to pay your cell phone bill, trying to take you out to eat, want to do everything from the top of the list to the bottom of the list, and it's not getting nothing out of it. That's what turns me off. Like, what fucking insecurity problems do you have that you would spend, you would blow your whole fucking life on a bitch that's not gonna fucking give it up, at least. Because I'm getting something out of the fucking JW, my sister. If not, I don't think so. My brother, I'm not doing shit like that for nobody. Like, all that shit that niggas be doing just be too much. And that's like the turn off. But Captain Saberho, maybe it's somebody that, you know, they know is in a certain situation they really care for, and then they wind up getting taken advantage of sometimes, and then it looks crazy. It could be like that. I don't know. Like, so. Nigga, this bitch is just using you for your fucking credit card. I don't know. Got to save a hole. Shout out to y'all for getting to watch out. Black, what do you think about idiots like that?
They make the world go round. No, it's the parent, you know what I'm saying? And these are grown men, grown women, you know what I mean? And it's the parent, it's right in front of them. They see what's, you know what I'm saying, they see exactly what it is. You know, they only call when they horny, or they only call when a bill is due, or they only call, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you love that person so much, you're going to give them whatever they want, whatever they need. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all it's not right. Y'all grown motherfuckers, I know that shit ain't cool. You know if your boys or your homegirls knew about that shit, they be laughing at you.
Definitely be laughing. That shit is crazy because, I don't know. To me, it's a turn off, so I feel like anybody who puts themselves in a certain situation to be taken advantage of, you deserve it. So I'm going to laugh at you, whether it be male or female. If you could be taking advantage of like that, then you deserve it. And can I go too? I want to go too. Spend that money for me too. Like, if you that stupid, like that's just how I feel. Cause it's 2020.
Well, hello, good puss, Lisa.
Huh?
I said, well, hello to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just how I feel. You don't agree? Like, if you could be taking advantage
yeah,
of like
you,
that, like,
yeah, I agree
not even
you.
Like Captain Sable, but those people who are just those guys, females who care and know that the person just needs, you know, and maybe they are being taken advantage of, you just got to wise enough one day and, you know, cut off that umbilical cord, so to speak, because you're enabling the person not to be better or whatever the case may be. But just the tricks, like, trick on. It is, like, trick on. Y'all don't know, like, stop being insecure. There's somebody for everybody. You don't have to let somebody fucking use you, but you're trying to step to these fucking bitches that's not your caliber, nigga that's not your caliber, and you got, the bitches are the ones that got niggas driving around using their cars every day. Like, I wish that nigga would drop my phone. You better pay for that shit. You better be fucking putting gas in that shit. That shit better be yours. You dropped me off when you're driving it, but you won't drop my shit back and forth. send a drop off, and you're like, no, you're not doing that. You're not using my car while I'm at work, because what you doing while I'm at work? So you definitely not using my car. Definitely. It's not happening.
I think that these niggas out here in 2012, and females too, because I'm not biased, like, I'm really not. When I talk about the niggas, I'm definitely referring to some of the fucking females as well. Like, if you are wanting to make yourself, like, look like a fucking total idiot because you're spending money to, I guess, help somebody out in a situation that you probably like, but you know that they're not interested in you, like, that's just something that you have to mentally prepare for and be, and then once you start some shit like that, like, it is what it is, like, you know what I'm saying, like, be prepared to, if you, you know, like, this is why I don't depend on people, but if you were doing a solid for me like that, just because you look, you know, you cared and you want to look out, and then, like, later on down the line, I guess, like, somehow, some way, you fucking, a bird drops the fucking realization shit on your head, and you started to realize, like, okay, you know, I could possibly, instead of me spending all this money on this girl that, you know, talks to other niggas, I get fucked by other niggas, you know, and I just really like her as a person, and I started to help her out, and you start to realize, you know what, there is somebody out there for me, and I can start, you know, investing my money and my time in that person. Just be prepared to, if you decide to cut that shit off, like, I have the right to have an attitude, but if I'm one that doesn't need your assistance and you were just doing that and I wasn't saying anything because this is the agreement that we had, then okay, fine, whatever, like, it's not that serious. But Black, like, have you ever been in a situation where you were, you know, you were, you kind of felt like you was, like, the saver hole, like, you was Captain Saver hole, like, you was helping the bitch out, but you knew that she wasn't going to get her.
No, that is not happening. That's funny, though.
That's funny?
That's funny. No, that has not happened.
You're not answering the fucking question.
I said no, that has not happened to me.
Okay. You know what's happening nowadays though? Like, shout out to all, I'm sorry, but I've just been told too recently that, you know, one of my straight male friends, he was out in the club, and you know, of course, how the club thing goes, it's dark, it's nighttime, and can't really see much. You see a little bit if there are flashing lights in the club, or if there happens to be a mirror, or, you know, you're standing by an area that has lighting, so you get to see the person that you are, you know, looking at from across the room. But he was actually, like, really checking out, and I know for a fact that he's not gay, he's not bi, he was just really upset that this happened to him. And niggas, y'all definitely got to be careful, because they are niggas that we call them the trannies, or the guys who have the sex changes, and, well, they don't have completely sex changes. They might have taken hormones or have, like, a boob job. So, you know, they look and they have the shape of a black, not to say a black woman, but of a woman, but they're really not, like, they still probably have their penis just tucked or whatever. But he ran into a guy who was dressed as a female who looked so incredibly, like, beautiful, just, like, beautiful, beautiful. He said that, you know, this guy, because I'm going to refer to the guy, and he was just, like, just dipped out, makeup done nice, fucking hair weave was off the chain, even how, like, the cleavage showing, the fucking stomach area showing, had on some fucking low-rise, like, tight-ass leggings, didn't have the muscular man legs, not I, like, really had a female body, but this was a nigga. And how he knew, because he's tried to, you know, pursue and started talking, and the guy just kept it 100 and was like, you know, well, just to let you know that I am a man, and my friend wanted to fucking die right on the spot, he said. He just couldn't believe that here this guy that was dressed as a female was in the club, like, fucking popping it, dropping it, laughing, like, just having all the characteristics of a female, and this was the guy. So, to the niggas that be partying hard, that be getting fucking wasted, like, just make sure that
the girl that you think that catches your eye is actually a guy. I mean, a girl. Seriously. And I know a couple of them because I have a cousin who, you know, who lives our lifestyle, and it's like my best friend. And, you know, I'm a supporter, and I support the gay community 100%. And I've been out and about with them. I've partied with a couple of them. I've been to gay clubs. I've been to lesbian clubs. And I'm telling you, like, when these guys and girls try to really pose as the opposite sex, like, if that's what they really want to look like, a lot of them be pulling that shit off, and you'll be surprised. Like, I've met a girl, guy, Andre, but as formerly known as Amaya right now, this nigga done got his fucking male pockets full. Then you know where the niggas, they be having, like, the V-line going to the groin area, like, he...
All right, I'm good. I don't want to hear about that no more. Yeah, we're back. Call Bars Radio. Looks like we had a small little glitch in the matrix, but we are getting to a caller. Baltimore, son, what's going on?
Good, brother. What's good, brother?
Chilling. I don't know what happened to the two ladies, but I guess we'll be getting them back in a minute.
Boy, they wilding out up in this joint.
Yeah, you see, they talk a whole lot of shit, you know, so I just said I fall back, you know. But they talk a whole lot of shit.
No, I was laughing. You was like, all right, I don't want to hear about that no more.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that shit no more. All right. Oh, you know, I'm good. Okay, we got Nikki Boss back in the building, along with a good push, Lisa.
My bad. But, yeah, shout out to those niggas that pulled that female.
We got Baltimore Sun on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. Counting down this last little hour before I get off of work.
I had you laughing.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to you, though. Shout out to you and your music. Definitely has me going. And you on Black Cow Funny. I just want to say that.
What do you mean?
Not funny.
Why you say that?
Because y'all are. I'm just really going back to the tweet that I was mentioning with the two of y'all.
Well, I said thanks for asking good question.
Yeah. Y'all funny.
And that was kind of a sideways answer, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, it was kind of sideways, though.
It was not, I mean, sideways, guys. It wasn't. But you already know, I'm nosy. So I want to know, what was, like, one of your best sexual compliments that somebody gave you or said to you?
Man, I was talking to my Puerto Rican mommy from the Bronx, actually, and She was engaged at the time to a Puerto Rican dude or whatever. I don't know. I guess he was messing up or whatever. So started messing around, you know what I'm saying, for a couple of months or whatever. And she told me, like, ever since me, she never even messed with another Spanish dude. All she messed with is brothers now.
So you don't fucking turn her out.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. He'd be like,
hey, well, like
got
I said,
it.
The last time, like I said, the last time I called in, Baltimore got mad love for New York. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Black, what you have to say about that, about him fucking a chick so good, a Puerto Rican mommy, And now, because of him, the compliment she gave him, she said, after you, I don't even fuck with trash niggas, I'm all straight niggas.
Yo, that's what it is, kid. Like, shit, because, you know, Puerto Rican shit, like, white kids should make your chance, but Puerto Rican shit, they'll make you a fucking two-course meal afterwards, bro, to be given to a part.
Very
like,
true.
Like, we're talking rice, steak, chicken. They'll make some fucking flan. Like, yo, you did the Spanish chick down, right? Yo, yeah, you'll be handsomely rewarded.
Very true.
I think that's a really great compliment. Like, that's what's up. That is definitely what's up. Shout out to @GlamourChick81. I am not crazy. You know I be telling the truth and shit. But shout out to you. I see you. And I also wanted to know, are you the type to run from or push a good head giver's head back while she's trying to do her?
No, just as long as she know, like, if I bust that, she got to get me back up so we can keep going. I mean, it's on her. If she trying to make it happen off the rip like that, you know what I'm saying? But nah, why? Why would I? Hell no, if it's feeling good, I ain't going to hold it. Now, if it was whack or something, I might get you off me, you know what I mean? We ain't just about to go through the motions, and I ain't getting no satisfaction out of it. But hell no, if it's good, I ain't going nowhere.
Well, I guess with Lisa, she didn't hear what you had to say as far as the question that I asked you. So if you don't mind repeating yourself, and then she probably is going to have a follow-up question I asked you herself. So if you don't mind repeating what you just said, what I asked you,
why
you push back a good head giver's head while they're giving you that good head?
Hell no, I ain't pushing them back. If it's good, I'm staying in there. Just as long as she knows, like, If I bust, like, if you giving me a head before we crush or whatever, you got to understand that if it's good, I might bust, and you got to get me back up so we can go for round two. But if it's whack, I'll get out of there, you know what I'm saying? But if it's good, I ain't going nowhere. I'm in there. I'm chill.
I don't know. I guess Nikki asked you that question because of the comment I made earlier about me giving a guy a head once upon a time, and he was, like, basically squirming off the bat. And it was something that I had never seen before. And I'm like, whoa, like, who does that, you know? And Brooklyn Black was saying sometimes it's just that good where, you know, I don't know necessarily if he was squirming off the bat, but to the point where, you know, you might have to ask a chick to stop for a second or whatever. Like, that was my whole thing. Like, that has that ever happened to you, you know, where it was just like, I don't know, maybe she did some trick with her tongue, and you was like, whoa, you know, you just felt yourself about to bust real quick, or you felt like it in a fucking high note, like, he, like Michael Jackson, I can't even hit that high note, so I'm going to just say he, but, you know.
Not at all, like, I ain't going to lie, like, probably in my life, I can remember three dynamic superhead chicks, you know what I'm saying, that I done dealt with, and I ain't going to lie, like, the one joint, she had me, I was about to go early, and I just was like, yo, hold on for a second. She was like, what? You know, just to gain my composure. And then, you know, when I got it, then I was like, oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, but it wasn't no, oh, man, come on, stop, you know, squirming and all that. Like, no, who does that?
Yeah, well, that's what it was. It was like squirming. And the thing was, it was bugging me out because this dude, he was just talking so much shit. Like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He was mad big, had the shoulders and the wings and all that. Like, like, I thought he was like, oh, I thought I was going to have my fucking back up against the wall. I thought my fucking organs were going to be shifted up, like, all types of shit. And this nigga, like, cramped. And his fucking hamstring. And he's fucking squirming. I was like, it was just like, nobody needs to tell him, don't ask
you call me
the ball.
Put on a nigga. You said you called me to put on a nigga. Yo, he's squirming, he done pulled something.
And he done cramped up too? Oh, man.
Yeah, and he cramped up. Like, he was going, you know, fucking or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nothing was bad, but how you cramp? How you get a fucking cramp? Like, that shit was crazy. And then you want me to sit there and wait, like, until your cramp is done and over with? Like, I'm out.
Real nigga will play through the pain. Real nigga will just hold his leg and just keep going.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I got you.
A real nigga. A real nigga ain't squirming like that from jump. So we all
shout out to the real nigga who fucking deal with the duper head. That's not squirming and that's not getting fucking cramps in the hamstring. Shout out to y'all.
Like, girl, they go play through the pain. You sound like, fuck it. Take a hot shower when it's done, you be all right. You know,
yeah, but wait, because, yeah, like, I'm aggressive, and, like, when it comes down from me doing that for a dude, like, I'm kind of like the dude with the girl, like, where the fuck you think you going, like, bring that out back. Like, you're not about to stop me from doing what the fuck I do best. Like, I'm just not going to allow that. Like, you know how, like, somebody's always the dominant one? When, you know, it's out of the two, when you are partaking in sex, like, that's how when it comes down to all sex, like, I'm giving it. Because, like, yeah, you can squirm. I mean, while you squirming and doing all of that, like, it just lets me know that it's, I'm doing, you know, I'm fulfilling what the fuck I came here to do. But you're not about to stop me and push my head back, possibly snap a vertebrae or something, like, because you can't fucking sit there and take good head.
Shit. That's crazy.
I don't know, Tate, because you were dealing with, but, Fred.
Huh?
I said, I don't know, Tate, because you were dealing with, but shit.
Nah, cause it's the real, like, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, like, it's not, I know we're real niggas, but it's just that if we don't, if we don't fucking, no, because I'm like, okay, before I get to some more callers really quickly, I just have to say this, like, when I'm receiving good head, like, I'm going to try to run. Like, if you a real nigga, you're going to pull me back because you're, especially if you're not done doing what the fuck you're doing, like, you're not going to let me go anywhere. Especially, like, I'm small, so if you can't fucking grab me back or pull me back, then, like, yeah, you're definitely lame. But I can tell you, it's gotten so good to the point where, like, yes, I wanted to fucking kick a nigga's head off his fucking neck. Shoulders, because, like, he would not stop, and I felt like I could not go anymore, but I've learned, because this is, like, you know, when you get older, you know, you learn things when you are having sex with somebody, like, I've learned now to just take it, like, it's not easy, but I've learned to just take it, so now my tolerance to sit through that is gotten higher. When I first started out, like, I mean, didn't know what to do. I was fucking, I'm pretty sure neighbors knew my name, his name. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to the niggas.
He was squirming.
Hey, Brooklyn, if
he was squirming like he said he was, I know they know your name. Screaming your name all night long. Wow.
That is funny. That is so funny. Shout out to you, Body Morrison. It's always a pleasure when you come and you start fucking around with us on All Bob's Radio. Thank you. You know I got to get to some more callers.
No doubt.
Thank you. So definitely, let me get to this next caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 5380. 5380, you're definitely live.
Hey, yo, what's good, Black? What's good, ladies?
What's good? Who's this?
Yo, to all these Captain and Save-A-Ho niggas, man, y'all niggas making us look dumb. Shit gotta stop. Like, that nigga,
yes,
Obama, he gotta come out with something like that, you know?
That nigga
gotta come out with some new kind of slogan about these bitch-ass niggas, because he would get reelected if that kind of shit was popping. But to the ladies that be tricking like that, how do you respect yourself if you let a nigga come through smash and then talk about, let me hold 300. That's some type of hooky shit.
That is.
Like,
wait,
like,
I'm
about, like, real talk, man. Like, that's some kind of, like, escort type shit. Like, you know, you call a bitch over and she gonna tell you, okay, the rates are this, and this. So you might as well be doing the same shit if you tricking like that. Like, just go ahead and hit the track.
It doesn't necessarily always be like, okay, well, this is how much you gotta come with me. But you knock on, when you fucking knock on my doorstep, nigga, you better have fucking 500 cash or you're not getting it. We know it don't go down like that. Like, you know, it's niggas, it be niggas
that
cool.
I've had a bitch tell me some bullshit like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit do be happening. I mean, she probably, I don't know what type of nigga that went over there with the cash that she had, you know what I mean? But she probably came with a few assholes that she was able to tell that shit to. And then some thirsty, thirst fucking buckets. They buckets is fucking about to tip over and pour out because they do dumb shit like that. For real, I know a whole handful and a half full of them that do that shit. They will straight be like, okay, your phone bill needs to be paid. Okay, this needs to be paid. Oh, you need gas or whatever you want. And it'll be like, seriously, nigga? Like, you didn't even get a kiss. Like, even on my cheek.
Them niggas need to be shot.
They're out there. And the females are out there, too, that do dumb shit. Like you said, you go over there, fuck a bitch, and the dude is like, give me $300 and a fucking big, fat, sloppy ass. It gotta be, you know, or I don't know. I don't want to just, you know, categorize who's fucking insecure doing dumb shit like that. But there's a lot of dumb bitches that's out there that's doing shit like that. You know, they got a lazy eye. I don't know. Just all fucked up in the game. And, you know, a real nigga, they're not going to really have who they want, but they just want the attention. So they do that shit, and vice versa. You know, little dick niggas that know they're not fucking, their dick is not going far between that fat ass cheek. You know what I mean? Like, your shit is not getting up, hitting nothing. You're not burning no type of nothing. So, I mean, they do that shit, too. They want to be loved. They want the company. They want to have somebody, you know, they want the arm candy. And they do that dumb shit. Looking stupid. And they get cracked one.
I don't know about that type of shit, but...
you know you have a few friends that have done some dumb shit. Stop acting like
course,
you never heard that.
We all got some friends that have jumped off.
Yeah, so maybe you don't know about it, but it's just like there's those dumbasses out there. It's sad. Poor unfortunate souls are they, but shout out to them. Because one day I might need a phone bill paid. I don't know. I'm one to say, like, nigga, if you allow this shit, I mean, I'm not one to press buttons, but whatever, because I'm not... I don't need, like, I mean, I'm sorry to say, I'm just one female that really doesn't need a nigga for nothing. Like, I don't even need a nigga to fuck me unless I want that actual physicalness of it because, yeah, I can go to a sex store and I can go get fucking the biggest toy dick that they have and come home.
But why would you want that? That's not real shit.
I'm just saying.
Why the fuck would you want that?
Because sometimes I want to drink the bullshit that y'all niggas bring. So I'd rather just...
You can't answer like that.
Huh?
You can catch cancer like that. Like
he said you can catch cancer like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Really? No.
I mean, all that shit made with chemicals.
All right. But, I mean, you have some females that are, you know, they put the condoms on the toys.
No.
There's chemicals. Like... I'm just saying, like, I mean, I have toys, so whatever. And in days where, like, if I can't get to the nigga that I want to get to because I'm single and she might be at work or doing something else, like, I'll pull out my toy. But I don't really necessarily use toys. But, like, me, I'm more so with, like, because I like the real thing. Like, so if I'm going to masturbate, give me, like, straight clitoral stimulation, like, I'm going to fucking put the bullet on my plate to the highest speed and scare and fucking scream, shake, rattle, and roll and come. And then, you know, fucking clean my shit off and put it away. And then by that time, I'm weak in the knees. So, you know, I'm going to have to sit down for a little while or possibly take a nap, take the best nap ever.
Wow.
Y'all be getting so quiet on me, damn.
Wow. That's some, I don't know about that. I'm shaking my damn head.
Damn,
well, but I'm about to say some real ass shit. If you a true nigga, like you real about your shit, and you giving your girl some good ass head, the only way that she will not run from you is if you lock that shit down.
I'll be locking shit down. You ain't going nowhere. Oh. I will fucking step on you like my dick out this bitch. Sit the fuck
so
back.
If you down there eating the nana and your bitch start running and you ain't locking it down, that's your fuck.
It is. Shout out to you. But sometimes, though, you, but sometimes, though, you need to run, though. Like, you got at least attempt to try to run, though. I'm just saying, because, like, if you give it,
if you was locked down and you attempt to run, the only possible situation that's going to happen is that you're going to get that rollover shit. So now you're finna be on top twerking. So you're not even going to have an attempt to run.
Oh, my God, to come like that. Oh, my God. I can feel it now.
Like,
I can feel it now, like, because I know what you're talking about, like, but it's just that sensation, though, like, it's that ongoing sensation, like, it really makes you just want to, like, just, all you can do is just scream, grab something, fucking, you just say just dumb shit, you start fucking comparing, like, I had a nigga fucking comparing, like, fucking candy that's in corner stores to fucking both sizes in Costco's and BJ's. Like, how do they fucking blurt out different types of fucking highways? Like, what do we? It's crazy. Like, I'm like,
what kind of nigga you
just,
yo? You be with them dumb? What kind? I'm gonna stop, bro.
No,
you had a nigga screaming out highways, but I'm not real enough to say because it happens.
Like, I've been saying dumb shit. During, sorry, before, I've been said crazy shit because I had nothing else to say, and I had to say something. So I know real niggas say crazy shit during sex, especially when it's gonna get, like, they do. Like, y'all niggas know that y'all done said some fuckery shit. Like, that shit didn't even make sense because you was coming. Don't sit here and say that y'all have not, because y'all have. Please.
See, me, I'm the type of dude, I'm going to encourage that.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be screaming out, oh, Honda Accord and shit. I'm going to tell you, like, you doing your job. Like, you's good at what you're doing.
Yeah. Like,
but if you screaming out, like you banging a bitch talking about I-10, 59, 35, like, you was wilding. Like, you is
like,
dumb
wilding. You speaking different languages, nigga, like.
Yeah.
I've been banging a bitch, bro, and this shit was so good. I just started speaking Portuguese to the hoe, like. Like, you know, like that's some real shit right there. But you screaming out highways and shit, nigga, shoot yourself.
I got a big ass dick though, so hey. It made me look at him like, well, okay, what the fuck? But I'm just saying, like, I know that I've said. Oh my God!
Right, as a female, if your dude is doing it right, you're gonna be saying some dumb shit. Like, turn off the lights. Them hoes already off. Like, you gonna be saying some stupid shit. But for a nigga to be like talking about rims and shit and baseball games, nah, that's not A1. That is not A1.
I was just about the last inning of a Yankee game. Why fucking me?
Banging your bitch talking about Ricky Bobby and shit. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Stop it. Wow. Y'all make it after this. I definitely, like, this is crazy. This show, I've never felt this way on a show before. Like, I really want to just go and just suck some motherfucking dick when I get off. That's crazy. But shout out to you, though. Thank you for calling and.
Oh, shit,
yeah, I just got home from the gym, so I'm about to hop in the shower myself, so I'm going to catch y'all later.
Damn, shower.
Wish you could be a fly in the wall, huh?
Well, I wish I could be a fly in the wall, but what you could do for me is, you know, just stroke it 2 times for me as you, you know, as you're washing your body. That's what you could
do. All right.
Thank you for listening.
Black, why you hating, bro? Don't hate, Black. You know you be doing the same shit in the shower, bro. You got that soap and shit, you be just cleaning your shit. You know you be
in the shower, too.
Bro, and this nigga Black be wilding on niggas, bro. No, you be doing the same shit. You my nigga, though, but
Black,
I'm a hot pot.
Black, why you take a bath? I hear your family has me dying. Black. Yo, like, do you have another caller, though?
Yeah, yo. How many niggas are you going to get this motherfucking fix like
that? Oh, man. Next caller. Next Black. I want to suck some dick. That's crazy, right?
I didn't lie.
Right. I have every right to have that feeling. Like, some people think about it. I think about it and I say it. I keep it real. Like, I just want the corners of my mouth to get, like, really wet. Next caller, last one, didn't say your number, is 4142. 4142. Get live on air.
Already, boo, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, man, Arkansas 501. And I sure been listening, too. I sure wish I was up there in the north, because I sure try to help you out if I could. Or if I could help you out just a little, I would. What y'all got going? What's up, Black?
What up, dude, man?
Niggas is chilling. I'm on hot and vibing today. I'm hot. I'm vibing. I'm horny. And I was just talking about a lot of interesting things when it came to sex today. And really quickly, I want to know, what was, like, one of your best, like, sexual compliments that you ever received from a person?
My best sexual compliment?
Mm-hmm. What was one of the best compliments you've ever gotten from someone? Like, they probably have said, like, you eat pussy, like, you're fucking ripping up a carpet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. A couple times, I'm going to be honest with you, a couple times I've heard no one's never touched that before, that spot before. You know, that's new, that little trick, you know. I've heard that a couple of times.
And, like, Hansa, you have a big dick.
I'm not the flaunting type. I just let y'all be the judge. I mean, that ain't never been my style from the South. You know, we let our actions speak louder than the words, you know what I'm saying? So, I just, you know. But it is what it is, boo.
That is what it is. That's what it is, like. That's what's up. I think that's a good compliment to have being told, like, you touched the spot that you've never touched before. I'm going to let Agud Coach Lisa ask you a question.
What's that, Mama?
Smooth to do. I'm always hearing Nikki talk about Smooth to do. I'm usually hearing when she's on her shows. Like, what makes you so smooth? Like, where you get that name from, Smooth to do?
Well, okay, it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. I break it down like this. Smooth is simple motives of one typical human, and that's just me, you know, simple motives, my motives. I mean, I'm just one human just like the next, but it's all on me to put those actions and those motives into play. So, I mean, it's just me being a smooth type, stand-up guy, keeping it 100 and thorough when it comes to females and ladies, because I see that you get a lot further when you just be 100 with them. But at first, you always got to keep it 100 with yourself. And if you do that, you know, everything else is just falling into place.
And I respect that. I respect that. Everything you said just now is keeping it 100, because I believe the same thing. Like, if you're real, you know what I mean, you don't got to front for nobody, you don't got to lie, or you don't got a membership that you just said and all that, just keep it 100, smooth to do. That's what's up.
Yes. Simple motives of one typical human. Already. Smooth. That's the acronym.
That's what's up. Learn something new every day.
Already. Y'all been having fun tonight, though? Where Angela?
Angel definitely got caught up tonight, and she'll be back with us hopefully on Tuesday. But shout out to Angel. She's pretty. I'm pretty sure if she got the chance to tune in and listen in, she was doing that tonight.
Yeah, we got
good
Lisa in the building.
Huh?
And we still got good Coach Lisa in the building, right?
Yeah, we definitely do have a good Coach Lisa in the building. So shout out to good. Yeah, to take the time out of her fucking busy day to fucking come along and
hold it down. Why should
I follow you on Twitter yet? Because, see how her account was set up was? She only follows people that I tell her to follow. So, like, I haven't mentioned you, Black. Like,
what kind of bullshit is that? The fuck do you mean?
Because she doesn't need to fucking follow you.
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit.
But she might.
Don't black on black like that, man. Don't block black like that, man. Black at my hair. He might have somebody trying to do network or something, man. I'm black on black like that, man.
Network my ass. Network my ass. Really, what you think? As much shit as Goodness Lisa was talking tonight about how fucking wet her fucking kitty is all the time and how fucking how she just fucking makes niggas squirm off beds and shit. What possibly, what networking do you think black and her would have to do?
But I mean, that's between her and Black, man. He need to get in touch with her for some reason, man, and don't let Black do his thing, man. Don't stop Black shine, man. That's how I got, man. Brooklyn Black. Brooklyn Black. Really, man. I'm rocking with you, baby.
Crazy.
But you know, I'm putting you first.
Y'all
I'm clowning on y'all show, man. Salute to y'all, man, for even giving me the opportunity just to, you know, say my little 2 cents. You know, y'all put me through every time when I call in. So, man, shout out to y'all. Real shit, man.
Thank you, Smooth Zoo. We definitely do appreciate you. Definitely do.
I already know what time it is, man. If y'all not fucking with Brooklyn Black, Nikki Bars, Boss Bars, man, wherever city you in.
Shout out to Iran Poetry, who was just like smooth. So that's basically sending you a shout out. So shout out to you from Iran Poetry, Smooth Dude.
Oh yeah, me and Ryan were talking back and forth earlier via Twitter, man. That was last night too. She was trying to get into the show, but she had called. She was tried to hit me up like right as we was in, and she was actually, I think she was listening to Pinky on
Candy
Show or whatever.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. She definitely was listening to Pinky on Candy Show. She did.
And then once Pinky left there, that's when she came to my show. So we had times mixed up because I actually thought she was going to be on my show earlier, and we got the times mixed up, and she was doing it early and came to my show late. But it's all good. I did enjoy last night. That was a fun show. Y'all check out the archives, man. Blog Talk Radio, Smooth to Do, man. Yesterday's show was a hit, was a success. More to come, too. More to come.
That's what it is.
Rain Poetry. Rain Poetry.
Shout out to
Rain Poetry. Really.
Thank you, Smooth. And Rain has me cracking up because she just said every time I have the head game, says she want to fuck some dick, it makes my pussy jump. That's what's up, Rain. I want to suck some dick. That's crazy.
Wow.
I love fucking with Rain. See, you gotta like, first of all, everybody can't take what the fuck I say personal. You know me. I just like to talk shit. So,
yeah,
she
just talks all that shit. Like
what?
I said at the Walter Morrison earlier.
Shout out to Body Morrison. Like, shout out to him. Fuck yourself. I'm trying to fucking Smooth the Dude. Smooth the Dude knows that we, you know, the love I have for Smooth the Dude is like none other. He fucking supports me to the fullest. I fucking love his accent. It's only his accent that can get my pussy wet, though, and make me just be like, it's that Arkansas Little Rock swag swing. Like, it really does. And nobody else, like, I done heard niggas talk from fucking Baltimore, Virginia, even from fucking Cali, and it wasn't, I love the southern accent, but smooth shit, that shit just slides down smooth in my body. So shout out to Smooth. What it is. Black, oh my gosh. Shout out to Sam Spartan. She's going in right now. Whack, 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 whack. Rain Poetry asked him if he's, Y'all getting really kinky on my timeline. Let me withhold from reading that. Let me just get my ass in those mentions. Shout out to Mr. _ Chris _ P. I let the niggas know that the dimples about the booties where the thumbs go, so y'all don't run. Oh, yep. Shit. Huh?
Yep.
Yep, right. Yep. Shut up. That was some real shit, Chris. Yes. That's right. Some fucking dimples in the booty. That's where your thumbs go. Yes. But damn, we definitely did go into overtime. And, again, shout out to everybody that fucking called in and that was tuning in, that was hitting me up on my Twitter. My Twitter was fucking live tonight. People that I don't even really talk to on a regular basis was fucking tuning in and was just telling me that I'm crazy. I know. Tell me something I don't know. And shout out to at the one and only Mac. Again, shout out to Mr. Bobby Morrison. Shout out to at Mr. Underscore Chris P. He's a fucking all-bar promoter. Like, gotta have niggas like that on my team. That's why he's definitely a part of the movement. Shout out to at Kidsay Underscore Music, who called in. That was his first time calling in, and he says that he'll be rocking with us every fucking Tuesdays and Thursdays. So shout out to you. Shout out to at Glamour Chick. Shout out to the execs. Yep, I love it. A1 Yoba, San Spartan, co-owner of All Barbs, and Juliet Loves You. Those are the main people that y'all really need to be following. Shout out to Evo Monty, one of the All Barbs promoters. And shout out to J Kid Maybach. I've known that nigga since BBM days, so it's only right that he followed my ass all the way up until me doing the radio. So shout out to everybody. And shout out to Gus Lisa, holding it down. Y'all will definitely be surprised when y'all do, if y'all do decide to look her up on Twitter and click on her bio, y'all definitely going to be like, oh. So that's why she says that. My college tag game lips are, like, so soft, like marshmallows. Makes y'all wonder, right? Y'all wonder. Makes y'all wonder because her location is definitely in my room. So, shout out to Augustus Lisa. And what were you about to say, Black?
I'm just saying, you ain't sent out a tweet about her or nothing. Like, you know, you hold it out.
She's incognito because that's me right there. So, like, it clearly says, you know, taken by House, your head game. Like, you know, like, we, you know. But I'm going to talk to her, and maybe she'll follow you.
Yeah, you see that, boss? Yo, I want to give a shout out to everybody.
I'm just saying. I just want to say, if I said it was okay for you to follow Everton Black, like, would you follow him? Would you give him that follow for a follow? Yeah, I would follow him. He was cool. I enjoyed myself tonight with Brooklyn Black, so I don't see any reason why I wouldn't. I definitely would. Brooklyn Black. I would.
That's all right, would. Here, see?
Huh?
I said, see, that's love right there.
Yeah, I will follow you. She will follow you, but she's still be in my room, nigga. So let's not get that twisted.
Okay, yo, fine. I'll be well behaved, I promise.
Now that we're about to end the show, we're about to definitely go get some liquor. And just wild out. And probably go pick up that Rock Blue, huh?
So that is what's up?
It is. But shout out to everybody that was fucking definitely rocking out with me tonight at All Bar Radio. We definitely missed that Angel Love Suites, a.k.a. Boss Bars. But you know, when you on that fucking money run and you just getting money from all different ways, you got to be in certain places at certain times to get that shit. So shout out to Boss Barbs, who's definitely holding down the fort, paying some bills, getting money. Definitely shout out to you. See you on Tuesday. And definitely shout out to Brooklyn Black. Everybody tune in to his show tomorrow, Pregame Radio, where he is not as crazy as I do. He's not that bold. But you're not that fucking bold because you don't even want to sit here and tell me, like, how you sound when you bust a nut, so.
What? Yo.
I'm just saying. So, like I said, you're not that bold, because I'll sing and I'll bust out in y'all ears.
Mm-mm-mm.
Overtime, bitch. Can you hear me coming? Can you hear me now? Good.
Wow.
But yes, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on or anything about you. Like, if you know that you aren't hurting anybody, you know that you're fucking positive and you're doing everything, you know, everything is working out for you. Do you, motherfucker, do you. People going to talk regardless whether you're doing good or bad. So let them talk. Let them fucking talk. And, good night. Catch me again on Tuesday. Same time, same number, 347-857-4302. And, Black, what you got to say to the people then, to the people then?
Well, you know, you already know what I say. Don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam, protect the clan. And, you know, arrive alive, don't drink and drive. And watch yourself when you're around these crazy motherfuckers here. But, I'll see you guys tomorrow night and once again on Tuesday for All Bars Radio. You guys be safe. And I'm out of here.
Mwah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.